in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and grow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez for the Cash Flow Show. John is away today, so I'm going to be holding a fortress here for you to all express your grievances regarding the credit card industry and the banking, this current situation we're going through right now. I have received an enormous amount of email from not only associates that I've worked with out here, but people obviously listening to this broadcast and so forth, from complaints about the credit card companies. And I'm sure most of you have not heard of quite a number of the credit card companies that exist, except for the big ones, Capital One, Discover, American Express. I'm going to compile a list today. I'm going to go through all of them, and I will tell you individually which ones have been the most aggressive in my experience, the easiest to deal with, the hardest to deal with, and then I'm going to go through some of your letters that I've received regarding a particular situation as well. Because I have to say at the very beginning always that we always have new listeners, and a lot of new listeners that I've either referred into the show or have emailed or said to call in or whatever have no idea in the world what's really going on with the banking infrastructure of the country. Therefore, they're presuming that their difficulties financially have to do with specifically them. So it's like low self-esteem, depression, anger, all of those things, and they haven't added in the other components regarding the economy, what the credit cards are designed to actually do, the mortgage issue, the Federal Reserve, blah, blah, blah. We could go on about that, but I have to take it one step at a time for people that perhaps this is new material for, because you'd be surprised how many people have no idea in the world what the game really is with the banks and you, and how it's so intimately tied into your physical body. Yes, I said physical body. The credit cards and your relationship to your credit cards is a physical thing, as well as an emotional thing, as well as a financial thing. But it's specifically physical as well, because you physically react every time you use that credit card, because you know that you're not paying at that second, you're paying later. And most of you have a projected yourself into the future to think that you may have that money there, but most of you do not have that money there. That's why you're using the credit cards, and that's why you're in the particular situation that you're in. So all your timelines are off, what you think as far as how you're going to pay that off is not really accurate at all, because most of you don't even understand or watch the variable rates on credit cards, because nobody can have any idea in the world what these credit card agreements actually mean, no matter what bank they are and no matter what form they come in specific advertising, because when it shows up at your box, your P.O. box, your home or whatever, it's in the most, how shall we say, illiterate form. They completely write it out as if perhaps you made it through high school, maybe just barely graduated. So it's very, very simple and to read. So we're going to get into what they do and how the plan is when they get you from the beginning and how they get you at the end. We're going to be coming back after this break, so stand by. We're taking your calls to 800-313-9443. Be back right after this.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs to now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Alrighty, we're back. This is James Martinez with Cash Flow. John is out for the day. Now, I wanted to get back a little bit to the what happens when you initially get your credit card. What happens, if for those of you who don't understand how the tricks are done, is they will send you initially a large-typed, bold-faced, specifically designed, worded, thought-out, open invitation for you to, quote-unquote, make a little money and go out and spend some, et cetera, et cetera. So if you look at the initial paperwork that you get in the mail, you're going to find through the wording, through the fonts, through the colors that they use, everything, including sometimes actually giving you an artifact that's really not the card itself, but it looks like the card itself. It's like a plastic piece. That's your artifact. That puts you in contact with your tactility, with your hands, so you can touch something and feel like, oh, okay, I've got it. All I got to do is fill this out. Well, that is one of the tricks they use, but they also use clever wording and whatnot to let you think that when you apply for this credit card, even though you're pre-approved, you're gonna actually get the card, which isn't true at all. Pre-approved means you're pre-approved for us to check it. Doesn't mean pre-approved that you actually get it, ever. Because as you well know, and some of you may not be aware of this, most of the time they take the customer agreement. They fill it out. They ask for your social. They ask for your if you're working or not, what your current address is. So they get all your information, of course. And then after that, what they do is they take it process it, insert it into a system with all the other database of information they have. Then they pull your credit report from one of the three agencies. Once it is done, that your credit score obviously goes down. And if they see something they don't like, well, then you are not exactly pre-approved, are you? You're not approved at all, which means you never get the card, and you get hurt because they pulled an inquiry up in your database, in your TRW, Equifax, or Experian. So every time, as you well know, some of you don't, when you go out and get an inquiry on your credit report, it's a negative. But does that seem to make sense when the credit card company offered and said you're pre-approved in big, gigantic, bold letters for this amount of money? Doesn't make any sense to me. That's one of the issues right there, is that didn't even get to the customer agreement. That's just the invitation on what are they actually offering. They're not offering anything. If you really look at it closely, they're not offering you anything at all. You make the money. You put your signature on it. You monetize it. You create the money out of thin air. So what are they actually offering you? Nothing. That's the truth. They're not offering you anything. And it's very hard for a lot of people that are new to understand and wrap their head around that concept. But here is the tool for you to understand what I'm talking about. As I mentioned, and I always mention, the best tool that I know, other than doing your own homework and going to the library and researching things on the web, is to get a copy of this film called Freedom to Fascism, directed by Aaron Russo. You can get it here on the network at 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Get a copy of that. Watch it. Then, once you've watched that, you're going to have a completely, totally different grasp on the banking issue. And for your most immediate issue, your own financial well-being, especially that particular situation with the credit cards, okay? So always get yourself a copy of that if you're not getting it. Because I'll be perfectly honest and confess here that when I first learned about this, I couldn't believe that they could get away with it. I couldn't believe it. That's why I had a big problem after all the, you know, induction and belief system of the banking thing and the whole thing for many, 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 many years. It took me almost a year to get that because I couldn't believe they could get away with it. How could it go on for so long and nobody realized that, wait a minute, these debts or alleged debts that I have on my credit cards, they don't actually exist. They don't exist at all. They're not there. There's nothing there. Now that's a hard thing to grasp just right now for those of you who have credit card debt, because you intellectually feel, because you have articles around your house or you're paid this or done something, that there's stuff that's been paid for. Okay? But it's a false reality because you created the cash when you signed the agreement. Okay? That's why the best thing for all of you to understand is that moment where you put the pen on the paper, sign your name, and now it's an official, documented, contracted order for that company to create some more money out of thin air. Done. Right there. Then after that, you've basically said, I'm going to take 5 years at San Quentin, and I'm going to do hard time for 5 years at 19.8. Or, if some of you are smarter, you go, you know what? I don't think this is for me. I'd rather go and take a lower interest rate at a different card and be in a kind of a golfing spa type of prison where you get some cash and prizes and have some fun, but the slavery rate of sadomasochistic kind of psychological trauma that you're going to go through dealing with the credit card company doesn't exist, or at least it's lessened. Now, the credit card companies, most of you think of five or six main ones. There's a lot of them. And a lot of them do deals with stores as well. And a lot of them have been around longer than others. And some of them may have a different name, but it's the same bank. There's the AARP card. There's the Advantacard. Advantacard is another one out there that used to be aggressive at all, but now they've kind of climbed up the ladder of aggressiveness. So they again, more scumbags. American Express, we've all known about them. They've been around since the beginning of time. Those are the guys that used to, when you question the nature of the debt with American Express, they normally wouldn't do anything. They charge off the account and they wouldn't talk to you again, and it'd be a long time. Those days don't happen anymore. American Express has steadily got more aggressive as it's gone along. So, real bad news. Also, I'm going to be taking some of your calls today. Sorry, I didn't repeat the number. Number for all of you is 800-313-9443 if you want to call in today. I'm basically going to be covering the credit card companies and complaints about the credit card companies that have come in, and I'm going to be reading those out so you guys get a chance to hear that this isn't just you in your universe this is happening to, because a lot of you forget that you're like, wait a minute, is this all because of me? No, it's millions of people all across the U.S. Okay, Aspire, Columbia Bank and Trust, their credit card company, Associated, AT&T, which is very confusing because people think it's associated with a telephone company, but it's actually Citibank. It's AT&T Citibank card. They're the biggest scumbags, lying, backstabbing, social climbing criminals of all time. Citibank is by far the worst bank in the United States. It owns a piece of this country. I don't know what percentage. I think it's like 5 or 6% they own the whole of this country. They're the worst, most aggressive, worst customer service, most arrogant, and willing to get you in the saddle with them and keep you there for that matter. Bank of America, Bank One, Capital One, Chase MasterCard, Citibank, AT&T. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. There's actually Citibank, AT&T, and AT&T Citibank. Cross Country Bank. Now, I'm going to hear people talk about those, but I've seen lawsuits out of all these people, but very little out of Cross Country. Dell, yes, the computer company, has a credit card division. Direct Merchants Bank, Discover Card, Discover. Probably the second dirtiest bank in America is Discover. They sue everybody all the time. From my experience, they're very aggressive. If you even question them, they will call you a money protester and they will sue you within 90 days. That's what they do. They didn't used to do that, but then they started doing that in the last 3 or 4 years. Then there is Edebit Pay, which is kind of a credit card that's used for gaming. ExxonMobil, we've all seen the credit cards at the gas stations where you go, they're now asking you, get this, you get a better deal, you know, swipe your card, bill you later, whatever. There's another problem. Federal Bank of Marin, they have a credit card. First Bank Card of Omaha, they used to be very sleepy and used to follow the rules somewhat when you'd have express grievances with the Fair Collection Practices Act or the Fair Credibility Act. They'd actually write you back. And somebody would actually sign the letter and send a form letter back. It was just Xerox out of a machine. Then they sent it to you. Let's see, a lot of this issue is not just customer service and the nature of the banking itself. It's how you're treated and how you're acknowledged when you do have a problem. Look, when they have a problem with you, the banks, you'll know about it so fast, and they will deal with you immediately. Okay, there's First Premier Bank, there's First Select Bank, there's First USA, there's Fleet Bank, GE Consumer Finance, GM Card, Guarantee Bank, Harris Bank, Home Bank, Household Credit, Orchard, which is a division of HSBC and Orchard. Household Credit and Orchard are usually those are the people that they're for the people that are just starting off. There are people that are new slaves that are trying to get in the game and start spending. But according to the credit reports and the bureaus, you're not worthy of that. So Household comes along, and there's a division called Orchard that usually issues a secured credit card and a credit card if you've done a bankruptcy. And they usually issue them at the highest rate, and they give you like $500 here, goodbye. We're going to use you for a while, build your credit back up, and then we're going to put you into deeper, tighter quarters, into a different type of prison. The walls just look different. That's who they are. Now, then there is International Bank of Commerce, IBC. They have their credit cards as well. KeyBank, MBNA Bank. Okay, MBNA. MBNA is back east. There's been a lot of information covered in various movies about MBNA because of how powerful they are and how huge they are, and they're tied into a law firm called Wolpoff and Abramson. And Wolpoff and Abramson handles all MBNA accounts exclusively. They handle some other cards as well, but they deal with arbitration, they deal with MBNA, they deal with Chase, they deal with Discover, and they use a division of their company for arbitration as well. I'm going to get into the other banks, I'm going to tell you what they do, and I'm going to tell you how to get rid of this mess entirely as well, so I don't think it's just about this. We'll be back right after this. James Martinez, Cashflow We're back right after this.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, this is James Martinez. We're back. This is Cash Flow on Monday. It's President's Day. You know, I'm not going to talk anything about President and what he's doing because we all know he's not really doing much of anything, is he? All right, so back to MBNA Bank. MBNA Bank has they're the most powerful on the East Coast. They deal with Wolpoff and Abramson. They deal with Mann Bracken. They deal with the National Arbitration Forum. These guys play hardcore. They don't like going to court. They like arbitrating people and taking them into arbitration where the arbitration forum, the National Arbitration Forum, actually is in bed with MBNA, and they rarely lose unless you know exactly what they're doing. And the National Arbitration Forum doesn't follow its own rules at all, because I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases where they do not follow their own rules at all. There's Merrick Bank, Miscellaneous, National City, NextCard, Old Navy, Plains Commercial Bank, Providian Financial. Providian Financial was a real quiet one for a long time, and then they got bigger, bigger, and bigger. These guys love to phone people nonstop, sometimes 10, 15 times a day. They can't get enough of it, or at least their computers cannot. Because most of the time, when I get you guys tell me what my phone's ringing off the hook all the time, you think somebody's behind a desk actually doing that? No, that's not what's happening at all. They're sitting at a desk. They have a headset on. There's a computer in front of them. Their monitors in front of them, and they're going through the millions and millions and millions of accounts. They're delinquent or late or whatever, and they dial it through, and the computer does it. And then when it gets through, a window pops up, and they go, "Ha, the John Doe, blah 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 blah." And then you either leave a computerized message, or they have some ranting maniac on the other end who is just a bully, who doesn't know really what he's talking about, telling you how it is. That's how they operate. It's awful. All right, Sears credit cards, Silicon Mobile Technology, they have credit cards, State Farm Visa, they have credit cards, T-Mobile, Target, Union Plus, U.S. Bank Visa, Wachovia, they've been around a long time. They have the most radical advertising campaign. Like, you do something with them, you will be saved forever. I've talked about their advertising campaign because it's right on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard, right outside the Kodak Theater. They took a gigantic effigy of a castle and put it on the outside of the building like it's a fortress, taking you back way in time and giving you that image that what's behind the gates of the castle is protected and safe and reliable. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not at all. Don't fall for it. That's why COVID, they're spending a lot of money in advertising right now, trying to bring you guys in, reel it in, and make you have good feelings about something that doesn't exist, our money system. Okay, Washington Mutual, they have their own cards as well. Wells Fargo, and then all of you have store cards like Limited, Victoria's Secret, Samuels, Club Express, J. Crew, Banana Republic. All of them have their cards, and all of them will tell you, and from the very moment you get into a store, like, let's say, Banana Republic, their employees are asked and ordered to always ask the person that's about to buy something whether or not you have a card from their store. Would you like to get one? Because you'll get 10% off. Blah, 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 blah. And then before you know it, the left brain goes, cheaper, fair, better, deal. Let's sign this. They pre-approve it in maybe 60 seconds if you even qualify for that. Little do you know that there's an inquiry on your credit reports to do that, to see if you're even worthy of doing that as well. So they don't tell you that. So if you fail, you don't get in, you're penalized for even trying. And then you have to wait another 6 months, 7 months until you get your numbers back up again, and then you're allowed to finally go back and apply. Now, one of the things I wanted to do here, because of my such loathing for Citibank and what they've done to people, is to read you some of the complaints that consumers have sent in. And these people, some of these consumers get it, and some of them don't. Some are still riding the wave as if they're consumers and we have rights and law. They haven't even figured out that the alleged money they own is alleged, and they can't prove that they actually owe them any money in the first place. So they've got two divisions of people there, the ones that know and the ones that don't know. And the ones that don't know are riding a different, totally different reality, a false identity and everything else, so they don't even know what they're dealing with. And this came from actually a person in Texas. I am shocked and appalled at AT&T Universal Card's lack of protection to me. I find it incredible that apparently I can be charged for service in facilities that I never used. After checking into the Hotel Amistad in Amsterdam, I found the conditions there deplorable and nothing like what I was pictured or promised. The hotel was under construction. I checked out, having used no services or facilities. I was forced to pay five nights that I did not stay at this hotel. I consider this a most serious breach of AT&T Universal Card's supposed customer protection. I'm dismayed at what I consider the total failure of AT&T Citibank's customer service apparatus to deal with the issue. As a charter AT&T Universal Card holder, I'm sadly disappointed in what to me was number one card, and thoughts it now sends shudders me down my spine. AT&T again. This is from a different person. This is out of California. I wrote a letter to the Texas Attorney General about AT&T Universal Card Services increasing my rate from 8.99 to 19.99, then to 24.99%. Now, we've talked about that on here before, about these guys going crazy, driving up their interest rates, tightening the noose around you, and just killing you, basically. 2 weeks after filing the complaint, I received a letter of apology from Citibank, the current owner of AT&T Universal Card Services. AT&T Universal Card Services. The interest rate has been lowered to 8.65. Count yourself lucky there, buddy, because that rarely happens. Rarely does that happen. And don't think that's like the norm. It is not the norm whatsoever. Now, here's another one. This is one out of Idaho. We're going to get to this one out of Idaho in just a minute. Stand by. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. Be back right after this.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we are back. James Martinez here with Cash Flow. John should be returning tomorrow. Okay, now I want to bring up this one letter. Again, this is another complaint about AT&T. This one is probably the one that encompasses everyone at the same time. And this is based upon the fact if they do not understand the financial system at all, this is the biggest complaint from those people that are stuck in the matrix and are walking around texting and like going like robots and whatever city they are, you know, barely even connecting to anybody human at all anymore. The people that are completely into the machine, this is the biggest complaint this particular letter encompasses for most of the United States, probably the world at this point. And this is from somebody that is in from San Francisco. I opened a Platinum MasterCard with AT&T 2 years ago at an introductory rate of 3%. After 9 months, the rate increased to 10%. And has fluctuated between 8 and 12 since then. A couple of months ago, I noticed that my interest rate had increased from 8.99 to 19.99. When I had phoned AT&T Citibank about this ridiculous increase, I was informed that my credit score had decreased, which warranted the higher rate being charged. I immediately closed the account and followed up with a letter of complaint to AT&T. This month, my interest rate
increased to 24.99%. The reason for the change in my credit score is because I recently purchased a house, thus increasing my debt-income ratio. Regardless, I have never been late with nor missed any credit payments. I would probably understand if AT&T increased the interest rate for future charge to discourage further use of the card. After all, only a fool would keep a balance on a credit card if he knew the interest rate accrued at 24.99%. What is difficult to believe is that AT&T can increase the rate to an almost usurious level after I have charged $5,000 and am in no position to pay off the debt and to avoid paying this absurd interest rate. I have never been late on my payments before. I guess AT&T may be the worst company of all time. Okay, that pretty much sums it up right there, because everybody that has had credit cards has had to deal with the universal credit card default issue. So we'll explain that a little bit. We got a caller, Elizabeth from L.A. Are you there? Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Elizabeth. James. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What do you got for us today?
Well, I have a complaint about a Wachovia Bank and how they treated my husband and I.
Tell me. Give me the summarize. Let us know what happened.
Okay. Well, last June, we had opened up a German account when we were over in Germany with the idea of putting some of our money there as a hedge against the falling dollar. So finally in September, we went into our Wachovia branch in Beverly Hills and asked that $200,000 be transferred. We thought we had made it very clear to the gal that we wanted it to be transferred in dollars, as I know American banks tend to give you crummy currency exchange rates. And we already talked to the German banker who said they pretty much followed international rates. So I was expecting it to be transferred in dollars and thought that the rate that day was about 1.41. So several weeks passed and I finally get an accounting from the German bank, and it's about 5,000 euro or $7,000 less than I expected given the rate of that day. Uh-huh. And I instantly fired off an email to the Germans saying, what happened here? You know, something got really goofed up. And I got a reply from them that it had been exchanged before it left America. In other words, Wachovia had done the exchanging, and they had used an absurd rate of 1.46, which barely has got to today. So I got in touch with the Wachovia people, and I, you know, got all kinds of runaround. I mean, one woman even suggested, well, why don't we send it back and start the transaction again? Well, in sending it back, they were suddenly going to use the international rates instead of their own made-up rates. And I thought that was pretty ironic. And the German banker actually advised us not to do that, as we'd probably get screwed again. Anyway, the upshot, I ended up writing a letter to the president of Wachovia, and to no avail. I tried to point out to him that I obviously didn't ask for this to be put into euros first. As you could see from the dated emails, I thought the Germans had messed up. You know, not
how much did you end up losing? How much did you
about $7,000?
Okay, and now is it in dispute right now? Have you filed a complaint? What have you done?
Well, I talked also to the local Wachovia people here, and then I finally wrote a letter to the president of the bank. I don't know that he read it, because I got an answer from someone in his office basically saying, you know, too bad, you know.
That was the answer.
Basically, he just said that this is their employee says that we asked for it to be put into euros first, which I know we didn't, absolutely. That's totally false. I wouldn't have dreamed of it. It wasn't even in my paradigm to do that. And they're sticking with her, basically. We've since learned, though, from a friend whose brother-in-law actually works in the corporate offices in North Carolina, that exchanging it into euros, it was standard operating procedure. He said that's how they make their money on transfers. And it's basically a gotcha game. We didn't see three little letters, EUR.
That's right.
And we didn't see it, I confess, actually, because we were mostly concerned to make sure that this girl got the right amount done. She kept saying $200 instead of $200,000.
So
and also to
second,
make sure
Elizabeth,
she had the right bank numbers, huh?
Let me ask you, Elizabeth. I mentioned on the air last week I was driving in Beverly Hills and I saw your husband outside the bank with his effigy there. I thought it was so – I thought, now, this is a guy that goes for it, okay? Most consumers never go for it and actually get in their face because everybody's afraid of him. But I want to tell you and your husband, great. Good job.
Yeah, he's a one-man protest, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you did that. And I want to thank you for calling in as well, because I know I want you to stay in touch with me via email and let me know what happens with this, because that $7,000 is a big chunk of change, and you should not let that go, and you should take it all the way wherever you got to deal with it.
And you don't expect necessary your bank to be playing a gotcha game with it, you know?
I understand.
That you have to look at a transaction with the eyes of a lawyer, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
I will now definitely look at any papers I sign to the bank with the eyes of a lawyer.
Thank you for letting
me say my piece, then. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
All right.
Bye-bye. There you go, people. $7,000 right there. Done. And I'll tell you what. That little three little letters that she was talking about in the agreement of that transfer, that is completely similar to a credit card agreement. Nobody understands what they're signing. Nobody. As I've mentioned to you before, it's been in several movies that I've talked about, in Debt We Trust, Maxed Out. There was a Harvard law professor, her name slips my mind at the moment, but she mentioned that she doesn't even understand, and she teaches law, contract law at Harvard, what these credit card agreements mean. Now, here we have a situation with this woman, particularly here in L.A., that is a no-nonsense person, goes in, does this, and because she can't understand the agreement of it, because of the three letters, and I believe her, by the way, I totally believe her, it's the bank's fault, and they just did this to make an easy buck, and it's like, they're not even willing to say, here, we're sorry, here's $3,000 back, anything, as far as I know, because I looked at the correspondence with her and Wachovia, and she did go to the right people, and she has expressed her grievances, and it's kind of like, sorry, bye, you didn't get it, like, How are we supposed to communicate with you guys if we don't understand what you're asking for and what we're agreeing to? That's my first issue with all of you that have credit card agreement. You don't even know what you signed. You have no idea what the agreement is, any of you. Any of you that can call up and explain to me what you've done and what you signed, and even if you have that original agreement with your credit cards, what it says, because you don't know. Nobody knows. And that's the first issue. Okay, one more thing. I want to read a letter here that came in regarding Discover Card. And this is, I was about to talk about the universal default thing and all these high interests and everything. Now, we're going off the premise here that these people have no clue as to what's going on, understand that they are the money, they create the money, and they run the show. Everybody thinks that it's all switched around. But wait a minute, I'm going to stop for a second because we have a call. Mike from Washington, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much indeed taking my call, Mr. James. You know, I used to work for a collection agency,
right,
and we have a Lexi Nexi Access. It's a government computer, and based on that, we have 40 pages on each person. We put just telephone number, or we put the first name and last name, or the, you know, et cetera, as you know. So then we know who is your neighbor is. We know exactly, you know, whom do you talk to. I mean, we have your cell phone numbers. We will know that whom do you talk to, and we will call them, and we give them a message, say Mr. Peter, please tell Mr. Peter, call us back at this number. You know, and another thing, people need to be aware, when a TurboTax or other tax software that people use, they must always use, make a dummy tax form. I mean, they don't put their info right, social security number, right information, because all these things goes to the database of the TurboTax.
That's
and
right.
then once you make your dummy, you know, information, everything correct, and without connecting to internet, you go there and you put your right social security number, you put your information, and you know everything is correct, you print mm-hmm. your forms, and then you delete all the TurboTax from your system.
I got to ask you a question, Mike. I love that you give me all the details here, but what my real thing is, are you still working for a collection agency?
Oh no! It was a very bad situation. I know how to collect actually because I know how to put a fear into the minds of people and their credit report, etc. You know,
Let me ask you this, Mike. I know you know how to put the fear in people, but do you know how to do the opposite of that?
What do you mean by that? Can you define for me, please?
What's the opposite of fear? Excitement. I'm not asking a question. Reason why I'm asking is, Mike, as you well know, most people that work in the collection, they use fear as a tactic to get people to do stuff. Some people are really good at it, and they're really good at it. So I was asking if you can do the opposite of that.
No, there's no way because, you know, they need stats from us. If I don't sell so much, I will be fired.
When you were employed by them, what tactics would they tell you to use? Or would you create your own?
I mean, basically, they monitor you too, and then they coach you and all the crap, you know, you go through mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, your anxiety because, you know, you must have to make certain quota a day these people pay.
So Mike, you have to make a quota a day to even maintain a job?
A month it was a minimum $80,000 I need to collect, and if I go after $80,000, I used to collect $180,000, for example.
Hey, Mike, you know what I want you to do, Mike? I want you to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I love talking to you guys. Guys like you, because I know some other guys that were in the collection business, but you have a very detailed story.
Thing is that whatever we call you guys change your number, and then it takes us 3 months to find your number again. So that's the best thing I advise you to do. Your telephone number because the Lexi, the government information system, will take 3 months to be updated minimum, and your Equifax, we will have access to everything you're like.
I know.
Once I talk to you, I put in, for example, the information in the Lexi. I know that person who I'm talking better than themselves. I know exactly.
Right.
YouTube, Intel, you know,
etc. What a planet. All right, Mike, I thank you for your call. Give me an email. I want to stay in touch with you because this is important. You email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, okay?
Sure, I will do that. Thank you very much for taking my call, by the way.
No problem. All right, that was Mike from Washington. There you go, everybody. That was good. You see, they got everything on you. A lot of people ask me, well, you know, they're calling my neighbor two doors down from me, Sally. She lives two doors down from me. They're calling her about my Discover account. How did they do that? Look, people, this is the information-based society we're living in now. Everything is all over the place at the same time. All your information is compiled somewhere. Everybody has it. There's been lots of movies that have suggested that and proved that. So whenever you're getting calls down the street at the grocery store for your Citibank card or whatever, that you'll know why. Or your relative or your best friend or your doctor or your lawyer or whoever it is. These guys play hardcore. You heard the right from Mike right there how they do it. And what's interesting to me is they put pressure on him to pull, not only maintain a job there, but you must make this amount a month to stay here. So with that type of attitude coming from a boss that you work for in a place which is a fictitious job because there is no debt in the first place. So you're living a complete lie to begin with, and as is your boss. You're just living a lie and playing into the lie, and you're forced to use fear and intimidation to get people to do things. That's why I asked Mike, I said, well,
can you do the opposite of that? And that's what I'm talking about, the excitement, happiness, joy. Because I think, again, there's just so much anger, depression, and negativity towards this issue and collecting that it's got its own current, its own electrical current to it. And one of the things I want to do by doing this broadcast is to transfer that current to something positive so that all of you can move forward. Now, for those of you that are in way over your head on the credit cards, you can't deal with it anymore, you have unsecured debts that are mounting up, medical bills, school loans, your credit card issues, you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I will gladly send you some information regarding on how to deal with that and what you need to do to move forward on that. Or you might dial 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. And that way you can listen to an overview on court mediation services and Brad Daly and what he can do to get rid of all that stuff. Because, look, everybody's time is limited. And for those of you that, what I mean by that is you have a limited time here on Earth. Why are you wasting your life banging out the bucks and being enslaved by a system that just wants to use you and doesn't care about your future and happiness at all? Okay? Dump it. Get rid of it. Move on with your life. Get yourself set up for the economic times that are coming ahead of you, like John has spoken about. And, start the process now. Start it in your mind. All right, we'll be back right after this. James Martinez Cashflow. We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, this is James Martinez. We're back with Cash Flow. John should be back tomorrow. This is our last little segment here, but I want to remind everybody to make sure you are watching Ron Paul's next move. Everybody, this is your guy. This is the guy that wants to end all this money mess. He's on your side. He's on everyone's side. But most everyone doesn't get it because they maybe have like 15 brain cells that are available because the rest of them are watching TV and texting and on cell phones and then driving all at the same time and trying to survive all in one aim. So they're not getting it. So with this idea of this Million Man March or this march that's going to be on D.C., on Washington, D.C., I fully endorse it. I will make sure that I'm there. I'll do whatever I can out of my way to make this a huge success because I hope it's an international event seen by the people of all over the world that this bank situation is not going to work anymore. It is over. The jig is up. We're not going to take anymore. We've had enough. So individually, for those of you that are dealing with the credit card issue, I just talked to a producer just a second ago, and she goes, "Well, they can really call your neighbor and talk to them about your Discover card." Yes, they do that, and they do it all the time. It happens many times. Yeah, they have availability because they have a massive database and they have computers. Hello, which have programs designed to fixate your geographical location with a telephone number, and then the telephone number that would be two doors down for you on the same street. So what they do is they will call up sometimes somebody you don't even know or your neighbor and say, "Billy Bob, can you call Janice up down the street because she's late on her Capital One payment, and what kind of loser would even do something like that? Please have her give us a call." So the person calls up and said, why are your problems coming to me? Why am they calling me about that Capital One again?" So it creates discord between two people that don't even know each other, and it creates public humiliation, and it creates a lot of anger and rage at the person receiving these phone calls on the end. So do they do this? Yes, they do this. They do it a lot. They do it all the time. You should see what they do to older people, to senior citizens. Senior citizens, most, as you well know, they're not surfing the net 24 hours a day. They're not really tuned into any of the niche media markets that are actually explaining something remotely to the truth. They're just not there. They're in a different space in their life. Most of them are retired. You should see what the collection companies do to these people. We're talking, they don't care if you have a heart attack on the other end of the line. They will do whatever it takes to get you to submit and scare you into submission, as you heard from the previous caller. So, information is all over the place at the same time. So your information, if you've done any keystrokes and ordered anything on the web ever, it's out there. Boom. Period. If it's in a telephone book, it's in the computer. If it's not, it's very difficult to have any privacy around. So a lot of people say, "Can they do that? Is it possible to do that?" Yeah, it's possible. They've been doing it for a long time. They've been doing it for years, and they don't care. And they know that the consumer doesn't have the balls enough to move forward and make them file a complaint, file suit in court, and get the thing going out there. They know that. They are sure of it because they know the pain of your debt that's far more powerful than dealing with the intimidation factor on top of the pain, so that you as a person can't even remotely be motivated to move forward to fight these guys. Well, I'm telling you, those days are over. You can now eliminate your credit card debt legally. I want you to go, if you can, to go listen to some of the archives Brad Daly did with Court Mediation Services, and email me. If you're trying to dump all that stuff, email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Again, everybody, thanks for your calls today. Hope you have a pleasant day, and John will be back tomorrow. You take care, everybody. Bye-bye.